It's your boy Big Crit.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man.
What's happening, bro?
You now rocking with the chaotic vibes of DJ C Chaos on IndioRadio.com.
Check. You already know what time it is. DJ C Chaos, Chaotic Vibes Podcast. Right here, IndioRadio.com. Special guest in the building, Ashton Jones.
I was gonna say, all right.
Are we going artist formerly known as?
Well, I'm still Ashton Jones, but okay. You know, artist side of me is Ashton.
Oh, so that's your real name?
Ashton Jones. Both are my real names. So crazy because Amir is my middle name.
Okay. I was about
Jones
to say,
is just, my last name. Okay. Yeah.
Aliases, and she got two IDs, y'all. Don't let her get this shit twisted.
I like the name Amir. It was my mom's favorite name. Okay. Rest in peace. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, for my artist side, mm-hmm. Ashton Amir, you know, the actress side, Ashton Jones.
So formally introduce yourself before we get too deep into this. Who are you? Where are you from?
I am, of course, we know what my name is now, but I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been here in Atlanta for like 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why we make the move? What happened? Like,
music, man. It's just,
but
I got
coming
sick
from
of,
the music city.
You know, people say that, but it's crazy, but it's only country music. Everyone knows that. And, you know, blues, rock and roll, mm-hmm. This is totally different from my vibe.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and I was more like R&B soul.
Okay.
And then when I got to Atlanta, it kind of trapped me out a little bit.
I was about to say, cause when you walk in, you don't give me R&B soul.
Nah, you know, because, you know, when I came here, my look was definitely R&B soul. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just, I don't know, the vibe of Atlanta just changed.
Something in the air,
which is dope. I love it. You know, I perform overseas a lot, and you know, so I got a little bit of everything. Like, you know, going to Germany and seeing people with different colors of hair. You know, we do that here. We as black women in Atlanta, that's what we do. Yeah. We go
as
overboard.
She's popping with the blue hair.
We go overboard with the fashion, you know, women, and so I loved it when I came here. I was like, man. Sauce, man. I got a little sauce now.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, Nashville is a great place for writing music. You know, it's good, really dope songwriters there. And so that's how I got into writing music, because I'm under publishing. I have a publishing deal.
Okay.
And so I write, you know, for TV shows and film or whatever.
Well, how do you balance that? Because I know as a creative, period.
Yeah.
When you're, I'm not gonna say lending it out, but when you're selling the sauce so many different ways, it's hard to kind of keep it focused on yourself.
Yeah, it's. I think it's just natural.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you overthink it, then it becomes work, mm-hmm. and then it doesn't come off right. But I think it's just a natural thing. There's certain songs that I'll write and I'll know off the bat, like, that is not for me. I'm supposed to like shop it to a show or something, you know. But some songs, I'm like, nah, that's Ashton right there. I'm gonna keep that for my project, you know. But so it's definitely natural. It's easy to balance.
So before we go too far ahead, let's go backwards.
Yes.
And let's get some of your inspirations, why you started, like how you started. You coming from the music city, I understand, but what made you say, okay, you know what, this is what I'm going
to
do?
It's crazy because I didn't know this is what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I almost went to the military.
Whoa.
Yeah, people don't know that. I guess to say a fun fact about me, because it's kind of weird.
Why the military, though?
Let me tell you why. My family was in the Air Force.
Okay.
Like,
no, okay.
My mom did a little bit. My grandmother mm-hmm. in the Air Force. My grandfather in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And so I was in ROTC in school. So it was kind of natural. Like, it was like, oh, okay.
That's just what you knew.
Yeah, like, okay. It's cool. You know, I come from the church and a military background. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to just sing in church and then I go to the military, you know. But I was actually waitressing at Cracker Barrel. I was waitressing at Cracker Barrel and I met this producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and was like, you ain't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And I was just about to go to the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Like, I was getting myself prepared, you know. He was like, you a singer? And I was like, how you know I sing? He was just like, you just look like a singer. You know, you look like a singer. He gave me his card. I took his card, and he introduced me to another producer. Bar None is his name. He's a dope producer out of Nashville. And after that, I was in the studio, and then he introduced me to a publishing company, this guy that owns a publishing company. And they were like, "Did you write that?" And I was like, yeah, I was just playing around. Yeah, and he was like, "Oh, no, you need to come. We need to have a meeting with you." I was 19 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, so had a meeting, got the publishing deal. It was crazy. Like, the next week, I was...
So it kind of, like, just changed your life.
It changed
like
my life, yeah.
In a two-week span.
It changed my life. Yeah, I didn't have to go to the military. I did that, you know, money was coming in. I was like, man, that's kind of crazy. So I didn't.
This is not something you ever, like, you didn't plan for this?
I didn't plan for it. I was singing in church, so yeah. I didn't plan for it at all. I wasn't supposed to do it professionally, you know? So once I did that, you know, then, you know, American Idol comes to play. Like, I started.
Okay, speak on that. We was going to do that, but since, you know, if you're going to just jump right into it, let's go ahead and get into it. You're on American Idol.
Yeah.
What season?
It was season 10.
Season 10.
So it was a minute ago.
It was a little while ago.
Yeah, but still, you know,
my engineer is very interested to know how far you got.
Oh, yeah, top 13. Yeah,
top 13.
It was the finals, yeah.
She was top 13.
I was actually a wild card, if you know about that. So the wild card works like you get eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got voted off because I sung the worst song ever. Like, I shouldn't have did. I did a Diana Ross song or something.
Whew.
I was like, I shouldn't have did that. But the crazy thing about it is they give you a list of songs, so you have to pick
from the list.
Yeah, and it's just not the list is a hot mess. So I was like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna just.
You're gonna do it.
You know
fuck
what I'm saying?
It.
I'm gonna just do this song. And then I did it, and it got me eliminated. And then they was like, they picked me for the wild card. The judges did not want to see me. That's what happened. They didn't want to see me go. So they said, you gotta sing for your life.
Okay.
And so I sung the, what's the name? The child's name. And I'm telling you, I'm not going. I'm not going. You know, it's an old song or whatever. So I sung the deaf out of it.
Yeah.
And standing ovation, got back on the show, boom, in there, you know? Okay. And that's what made me, you know, go to the finals. So it was pretty cool.
How was the whole experience of American Idol? Because I hear, you know, it's like some of the worst pressure ever. I hear, like, it's a great experience to people. Like, how was American Idol for
you? I want to say, you know, I envy the people that say, yo, this is... I didn't like. That's just because their own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whatever
fate went
they had.
On. Yeah. Yeah, with them, like, it was the best experience of my life because it opened doors for me, and it allowed me to learn my stage presence.
Okay.
I'm in front of hundreds and thousands.
So, is
of people.
American Idol like your first performing experience?
No,
okay.
I was performing, of course, before. Yeah, because I was doing music before that. Yeah.
Well, we jumped, so I don't know how far that jump was.
But, you know, before that is not so important because that was just preparing me for the big stage.
Foundation is always important.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, it was my city.
Yeah.
And my city was definitely behind me, and they still are.
Okay.
So, but I had never been in front of that large of a stage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All those people. So it prepared me, and it just, you know, for everything, interviews, how to present myself, how, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, like, man, it was whack, man. It was rigged, and it's not rigged, man. It's not. It's you put your all out there, and if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, like, you go, like, that's it. And if you kill it, you stay.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple.
Okay.
But it was the greatest experience ever.
So what did American Idol do for you? I mean, top 13, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
13 out of what? I'm sure it's hundreds of people.
It was 200 and something thousand people.
200 and something thousand.
Yeah. Yeah. So in Nashville, I it was 10,000 people. My number was 8,838. I'll never forget that number. That's hard. I was by myself.
That's hard.
Because my mom couldn't take off work. None of my friends couldn't take off work. I was at work.
Yeah.
And my mom hit me up and was like, You need to go take off right now. Just take a break and just go try it. I was like, Ma, I can't do that.
Was it big? Like, was it like, because I'm from New York. When there's always some type of audition going, like, yeah. I don't ever pay attention to any
type
of,
it was
like,
huge.
It was like some big shit out
there. It was huge.
Okay.
Yeah, so I asked my boss if I could leave for a second. And she was just like, no, but you're not guaranteed to make it on the show. So I don't think it's a good idea for you to.
She was a hater.
I was like, excuse me, what? So I left. I quit that day. I was there for like a year and a half at that job. I quit that day. And I went and I didn't know what I was going to do, what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I just made it all the way through. It was crazy.
Top 13.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's pretty fucking top 13. Like, don't like, we're not gonna smear top 13 out of 200,000. Like,
that's a lot of people, man.
That's a fucking 13.
That's a lot.
13 of 200,000. I don't even know the.
And you know what people say? Like, oh, who's the winner?
Yeah,
I say me because. Yeah. I felt like that's me winning right there.
Yeah.
Not saying, oh, I was number one and I was the one that won. But
as long
coming
as you
from
got
where,
something out of it,
yo,
though.
Coming from where I came from, I'm like, y'all don't understand. That was winning for me.
Speak on Nashville a little bit. Like, I don't, like, just because you said that, I've never been to Nashville. I don't know anything about Nashville. I hear shit, but what, like, speak on Nashville. At least, from your experience, from your eyes.
Nashville is a beautiful place, okay? I'll say that. And supportive, okay? I will say that. Very supportive. They have grown. And Nashville's grown a lot since I moved. It's a new Nashville now. That's what it's called, new Nashville. So you got artists like 2 Live Bree who are killing it. Young artists that are super, like, taking over.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you know. So it's dope. The hip-hop and R&B side of it has really grown since I was there. Like, it was nobody but, like, Young Buck. You know what I'm saying? It was like nobody. And then the crazy thing is, I'm the first R&B female to come out of Nashville that's actually had some success.
Yeah.
So the first one to sign a publishing deal, everything. So it's just like, dang, like, it's not like Atlanta.
Is there any pressure behind that?
A little bit, yeah. Because it's like, you know, I already know what's happening right now in my life, but it took me a minute to get to this point. I know exactly where I'm about to go. Like, stuff is about to really kick off for me in a major way, but it took years for me to get here. And I was just like, it's been pressure because you got fans from there like, we can't wait, we can't wait, we can't wait. When is it gonna happen? When is it gonna happen? So it's been a lot of pressure. That's why I haven't stopped.
I
never stopped.
And as much pressure as that is, I think that's also like taste making, in my own words, you know what I'm saying? Like, you coming from a space where, like, I just because you said Young Buck, I can think of Young Buck off the top of my head, but I don't necessarily hear too many people.
Nah, and I'm only saying I'm only saying it because, I mean, think about it. He's the only
hip
hop artist that really made. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can. I'm literally not thinking of anybody.
It's no one. Except for people in Memphis.
Yeah.
But that's not Nashville. Memphis and Nashville are two totally different places.
So is that one of them situations like Memphis is Memphis, Nashville is Nashville? Yeah. Like, there's no crossing in between?
Nope. None. It's not.
How far are they
apart?
It's
almost like a different state.
Jesus.
Like, it's just too different.
Mm-hmm.
We even talk different.
Okay.
Like, it's
different
slang. Everything. Everything. It's like 4 hours, I think.
Four
from
hours.
Nashville.
Oh, yeah, that's a fucking journey.
Yeah, Jesus. So it was like,
I don't know. I think I've been to Tennessee once or twice. And I think we went to like Knoxville.
Yeah. Like if you go to Nashville now, you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Like you'll go and be like, oh, they lit. Like Nashville. But then, like 6 years ago?
Yeah. Nothing.
I mean, no, there's clubs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They, it's popping a little bit now. But they're calling it the mini Atlanta. Yeah.
Why everybody want to be like Atlanta?
Because Atlanta's dope. Like,
it's, I mean,
like,
I definitely, you
I
know,
would rather stay here than L.A.
You most definitely. Most, I think it's just better for us as a people.
Yeah, I'm a southern chick. I'm not moving to L.A. I might have a condo there and just to have when I go there to record.
Yeah.
But I'm not moving there and saying, oh, this is where I live now.
Yeah.
No, I'm staying in the south. Or I like New York, too, though, because I go there a lot.
I was about to say, you can't be disrespectful to New York.
I'm not, because I love it.
I love New York.
No, I have family there. I love New York.
Okay.
So, I've got a couple of my team members that live in New York.
Okay.
So I love New York. I always said I would definitely live in New York.
Okay.
Yes.
So what makes you a Southern girl? Like, what is that comprised of? Because I'm from New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't too much know what a Southern girl.
Southern girl, I guess the sweet Southern chick, you know.
Can,
like,
you cook?
I was gonna get to that.
Okay.
Yeah. The way I was raised, I think, you know, my grandparents, my mom, everybody, you know, they took care of their man. Like, if you see them, like, married or whatever, they, you know, ironing his clothes when he gets up for, you know, making breakfast, making sure the house is, but still going to work, not sitting at home, of course. But, you know, I could cook my ass off.
We're gonna have to test that. Izzy, we're gonna have to test that out. What's your specialty?
I mean, of course, soul food is my specialty because I'm from the South.
Yeah.
But my favorite is Italian food, seafood, you know, whatever. But I really can cook. I really can cook because my mom, you know, rest in peace, but my mom was a great cook.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would just watch her. You know what I'm saying?
But, cooking with Ashton Jones
and Ashton
Amir, and we're going to get some food in this motherfucker.
I'm telling you right now, you'll be like, man.
We like to eat around here, so we're going to see. We're going to definitely set that up. We're going to have my people reach out to your people.
My fried chicken is the best, I'm telling you right now.
Hey, you said it on
camera.
And
it's Nashville hot chicken, too. It's like spicy.
It's what?
Have you heard of Nashville hot chicken?
Never.
Have you heard of a Nashville hot chicken? You never? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I'm about to mess
Nashville
y'all up.
Nashville hot chicken.
Yes.
I know one person from Nashville. I'm going to call him and ask him about
Nashville. Oh, I was
going to
say me. No, he's going to say, that's the best. It's the best chicken you've ever had. Yeah.
We're going to say.
Yeah.
We like to eat around here, so we're going to put this shit to the test.
But Southern girl, like all of those elements of a Southern girl, like, you know, I'm just sweet. I'm a sweetheart. You know, people might look at me and be like, oh, look at her, like, colorful person, like, you know, whatever. But I'm like a sweetheart. Like, you know, very loyal, super dope, and, you know. You know, unless somebody messes with me, then it's a wrap.
Hey, that's if I've ever heard anything about Nashville, it's, you know, y'all like to fight. So.
Yeah, I don't fight though. Like, fist fight?
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't. Man, the last time I had a fight was in school.
Okay.
Nobody wants to fight me. I haven't had. Seriously, what they don't be wanting to fight me.
Okay.
They be wanting to hang and shit.
Oh, I thought you were saying because, you know, I done beat so many people up.
No.
Oh, okay.
My last fight, I did win that. Yeah,
okay.
But that was a long. Yo, ain't fighting, man. For what? Ain't nobody doing all that now, man.
All right, so let's get back to the music.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything present. But we can speak on some things.
Yes. Yes, I'm dropping a new single that I cannot let you guys hear yet.
I wish we had the boo, la boo.
I know.
That's why.
Well, you already did it, so.
it would have been hard. Matter of fact, edit that, but you know,
I'm going to come back. Because when I drop it, I'm going
to
come back. Yeah, I want to come back and drop it on your show.
Okay.
Because it's dope. So
I want it first, though.
You want it first?
First.
Lord.
First.
Lord.
Exclusive. You got to make it up to me.
Yeah.
My feelings is hurt now.
Okay, I will do that. But, yeah. It's,
just let us know what we can be expecting. Though.
Yeah. I'm shooting the video for it in Miami for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, a little bit after that.
Okay.
I will be dropping it.
Names?
You got to do it right, man, you know. And that's what I'm about now, just doing everything right and not just putting stuff out there just because I just want the business right. I want, you know, I just want it to all be right.
So is it one song or is it a project?
Yeah, it's one single that I'm dropping first, and then I'm going to drop a couple singles after that.
Can we get the name?
Yeah, Ooh La La
Ooh
is
La
the
La.
First single, yeah.
What's Ooh La La about?
Then I'm be telling you about the song.
Why not? I can't hear it. You gotta let me know something.
I'm gonna let you hear it. You gotta hear it first. I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's dope. Just think about like Scarface.
Okay.
Like that type of vibe.
Okay.
Yachts and stuff.
Gangsters.
Water and
the money side.
Women and money.
Oh, okay.
And
okay. Cool.
Yeah, think about
okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big baller shot.
So you're so silly. So I'm proud. I'm very proud because. You know, of course, I write my own music. Mm. I produce myself as well.
Okay.
I mean, not the tracks, of course. I'm definitely getting tracks from dope producers, but I do everything myself.
So how, like, because we were just talking about stuff of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, I said, it's hard for me to believe
mm-hmm.
that artists go to another level or go to their highest peak
mm-hmm.
on their own.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I don't really think it's a on your own thing. I think it's, you know, when you're an artist, you want people to feel who you are.
Most definitely.
And I'm not saying that I'm going to do that for the rest of my career.
Okay.
But I definitely want this dope ass project to, I want people to get to know Ashton.
The introduction.
Yeah. I want them to get to know who I am and what I'm talking about and what the talent that I have when it comes down to writing.
Most definitely.
I want them to see that, you know. So I definitely want to work with people after this project.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Co-writers, you know, other producers and.
Any like specific. People that you like
definitely Chris Brown, Jhené Aiko, who else? I'd like to get with her as well. You know the guy Slack, is that his name? Is it Black or Slack? The artist?
Black.
Is it Black or Slack?
Oh, it's Black. Say, it's
because
Black.
It looks like
it's Black.
His
it's
name
Black.
Is
He's
Black.
He's just from Zone 6.
I love the way.
Shout out to Black.
Yeah, that's dope. But I definitely want to work with him.
Okay.
So dope.
You know, like, those are definitely, like, top-tier, super dope artists. I think we all listen to them.
Yes.
So, yeah,
yes.
Like, I definitely think that.
And they're great writers. That's why.
Yeah,
like,
most
it's
definitely.
Not just them singing or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're great writers. I want to get with some dope writers.
So, is there a project on the way as well?
Yeah, definitely. That'll be coming after I drop the couple of singles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be coming. And, you know.
Do we get a name for that?
Nope.
Jesus Christ. She came up here with secrets for us,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just the one secret, that's all.
That's
but
two.
Everything else.
We counting.
Two secrets.
That's two.
Yeah.
But, so, after American Idol, then what happened? Because now we got new TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we skipped. Yeah, 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 yeah. I worked with a few people, did some world tours overseas.
Why do people
skip over stuff?
No. Why do people come in here and say the most like mind blowing shit in the like most nonchalant way ever? Yeah, you know, after we did the top 13, we went on a couple world tours, couple Grammys. Like,
y'all can see his face.
Like, no, they it's
oh
it's crazy to me. Like, so, all right. Pause. American Idol.
Yes.
World Tour.
Yes.
How did that, like, how, why, what, when?
Well.
Where?
You're so silly. I went on it was like an American Idol tour.
Okay.
But it wasn't associated with American Idol.
Okay.
So crazy, but when I was, as soon as I got off the show, my mom was diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to go on the American Idol official tour.
Okay.
Because I, you know, I
handling
got home.
Business, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to take care of my mom, but it's so dope how God is because I got offered to do an American Idol tour, but it was totally separate.
Okay.
And it was, you know, way later.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I was everywhere. I went to South Korea, Paris, Kuwait, Germany, Japan.
What was the best and worst of the tour?
The worst was Kuwait.
Why?
It was nothing.
Where is Kuwait?
It was nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was nothing.
It's hot as a motherfucker.
It was hot, yeah. And it was like the sand and all. Oh, it was, yeah, just, it was too hot. It was so hot that the DJ equipment
was fucking up.
Yeah, it fried. Mm-hmm. It fried during the show. They had backups, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, and we did it outside. I was like, why were you? I was like, y'all got me messed up. But I did it without complaining. But, you know, that was the worst.
Okay.
The best was, I would say, Seoul, Korea.
Okay.
That was beautiful. It looked like about 20 New York cities in one.
Jesus.
It was just the architecture and the... I don't know. Like, it looked like artificial intelligence all over the place.
I could imagine. Just,
you know, they're so ahead of the game. Yeah.
Most definitely.
It was amazing. Yeah. But after the tour and all of that, I continued to do my music. Met up with Lecrae. Are you familiar with Lecrae and Big Crit? Okay. Yeah. He reached out to me, wanted me to do this record with him. DJ Khalil, I think. Is that his name?
She just dropped a name.
Is that who it is? That's who it is, right? Yeah. Yeah. But he did the track, but it was super dope. And he asked me to, he wanted me to write, you know, of course, to write the hook. Mm-hmm. So I did. I wrote the hook. It's called Mayday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a smash.
It's a smash, yeah.
It was on his Gravity album.
Okay.
Or it is on his Gravity album. So yeah, Big Crit, super dope. Shout out to Big Crit and Lecrae.
How was that experience? Like, just speak on like the vibe and like, was it a room situation or was it like an email?
It was definitely separate.
You know,
I had to record it. I recorded it in Nashville.
Okay.
So he had to send me the stuff. I had to send it back. He was like, okay, do this. And I send it back, you know, back and forth. You know how we do. That's how we, you know, do when we can't be in the same studio with each other. But it was dope. Like, that last time I sent it back, like the third time, he was just like, yo, I'm about to cry. Like, it was magic.
Yeah.
And I was like, hoping I had to be somewhere. I had to be out of town for a show, catch a flight. Thought I was gonna miss my flight. And I was like, yo, I gotta get this right. You know how that goes.
Yeah,
like,
no, I was like,
I gotta get this right, man. I ain't gonna make the album, man. And so I ended up doing it, and it all was well. And the album won a Grammy. Everybody got their certificates that all wrote on the album. I was super thankful for that.
Like, so Grammy Award winning writer.
Why are you shaking your head over there?
Because she's so nonchalant about it. It's like, oh yeah, I got a world tour.
What am I supposed to say?
I got a Grammy.
I like that though. Yes, I'm this.
No. I feel it. It's dope that you're humble.
Yeah.
It's just like when I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you about it, it's just like, oh yeah, I did. We almost forgot that I won a Grammy. Hey, and that's crazy because that's one of the, like, I ain't gonna, but I don't go to the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
like,
well, that was at that time. And think about Nashville. It's, you know, Cracker Barrel's on every corner.
I just don't feel like I'm welcome when I walk
in there. So I know. But you know what? I was welcome there, and I made some little money, so.
I ain't mad at that. Hey, look.
It's probably different now.
Shout out to Cracker Barrel for you.
Yeah, for me. Yeah.
And it was whatever the producer of, that was.
Yeah.
And B None. Bar None.
Yeah, shout out.
Did all that. And now we Grammys.
Right.
We did it, mama.
Shout out to Bar None, too, because he was a part of that album, too, so he got a Grammy as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's.
Hey, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
But so, like, all right, you got the Grammy. You, first of all, you made the project.
Yeah.
That's in itself.
Thank goodness,
You know what I'm saying? How do you feel even when it just gets nominated for a Grammy?
I was in the studio recording something for myself when I heard about it. I started crying. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you
because
should.
I had never experienced that before. So
that's hard.
I actually, they had the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed it on TV. Lecrae was at the Grammys.
Mm.
And they showed it on TV.
Okay.
I was like, ah. Yeah, it was
Be
crazy.
Real, did you pop a bottle?
Yeah.
Popped
several bottles.
Did you?
Hey,
the whole bullshit is over.
I popped several.
Understand?
Yeah, when it won.
Did you pop shit?
Did I what?
Like, did you pop some shit? Like, fuck out of here. Grammy audit. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can see.
You understand? Like, hey, no more fuck. Price just went up.
Yeah, for a second, and then I had to come back because I was like, wait a minute, it's time to get my own now.
Yeah.
Because that's not, you do stuff like that, and that's a great accomplishment.
Most definitely.
God is good. But it's like, okay, now it's time to get my own now. Yeah. Not to be associated with anybody else's project. Yeah. But I'm thankful that's how it started.
Yeah.
But
because most definitely, like, that's not something that everybody can walk around saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a Grammy for whatever.
For whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
And so I'm thankful for that. But I'm ready to walk across the stage.
Yeah, and accept it.
Yeah,
yourself.
It's like going to, graduating from school. You know what I'm saying? The diploma. I need that.
I feel it.
I need the shmoney. So, it's time. It's time for that. So,
I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that should be everyone's goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
you're
should
not
be.
Aiming big, then why you doing
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, after all of that, did I tell you I performed with Beyonce? Oh, I forgot.
I'm gonna throw my phone at her.
Oh yeah. But I mean that was they brought us back to American Idol for the finale. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with that, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever watched.
Listen, I didn't watch it before I was on it.
Yeah,
trust me. I wasn't like, oh, I'm watching this every week. No, I wasn't watching it at all.
Okay.
So, but my mom was a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So they brought us back, and so I performed a couple of little, of her best songs or whatever with her.
With
standing alongside of her. Yeah,
okay.
Like, that was an incredible experience for me.
I mean, that alone has to be an experience that's almost mind-blowing.
Yeah, it was past mind-blowing for me because I had to play it cool.
I got to rehearse
with her and say, hey, are you able to do this booty dance? Yeah, I'm able to do it.
Fuck you mean?
Say, yo, you crazy? I've been practicing that since I found out about you. As soon as that came out, I was in the mirror like, come on. But so it was just amazing how humble she was. Like, she was so laid back, total opposite of what you see on the television and in the videos. And I was like, she was just like, okay, everybody, I was like, so
like, what time period are we talking about right now? Beyonce are we talking about?
This was, you probably don't remember the songs and stuff, like, this is like when she did 1+1.
Okay, that one.
You remember that?
Yeah. Wasn't that on the Beyonce album? Or was that the album before?
It was the one before.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the one before.
I got you. We can kind of gauge that a little bit.
Yeah, so, yes. Oh, my goodness. So, that was great. Yeah, that was
super dope. Hey, when people watch this, they're like, why is she like, you got $1 million or something. She done hit a milli or something. Because she's just like, oh, yeah, that shit was straight.
You know what's crazy?
That shit was straight.
But you know what's crazy? Like, when you look up people's net worth.
Yeah.
Like, I looked up mine, and I was like, where is that at? It said $4 million. And I was like, what?
You having it. Hey, right here.
Speaking it.
Ashton Jones, Ashton Amir, $4 million apiece.
Yo, it said, like, if you look it up right now, it says that.
Izzy, look it up.
Like, for real, look it up.
Look it up right now. Net worth.
I was like,
oh, damn, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Up,
you're right. You're right.
I got it right here.
Shout out to she screenshotted that motherfucker.
No, I didn't screenshot it. Shut up. I'm looking for it, though.
But
it was an amazing experience. Here you go, right here. This is funny. Oh, it says $5 million now.
Oh, you've been working. Let's see here.
You've been working.
You can't.
Where are they getting this from? Don't show people my. Don't cut yourself on my screen.
No. You good? $5 million. Yeah.
That's weird, right? Look how different I look compared to that.
No, yeah, I'm seeing that as well.
That's crazy.
$5 million. Yeah, you worth it. You having it, shorty. That Bugatti ain't, you know, that booster stock. She pulled up in a Bugatti, y'all. She pulled up on Gresham Road.
Oh, the last he tell.
On the east side of Atlanta. In the Bugatti. You understand?
Oh, wow. Nah, so but like, yeah, so after, what was that? Okay, Beyonce, that was cool. Beyonce, and then after that, cool. I just, yo, I've been traveling. Mm-hmm. I perform overseas a lot. The last place I was at, well, I did Dubai, of course. That wasn't on the tour.
You know, it was whatever. I did Dubai.
Stop it.
It was all right.
Dubai. No, that was
dumb. I kind of fucked with them a little bit.
No, that's dumb. They asked me to come back. They asked me to come back, actually.
From what I hear, they have like a super dope urban.
It's the best. Like, it's the best. Yes. It's like Atlanta popping bottles on 1,000. Like, it's just like, wow, like go-go dancers in the sky. And, you know, like on the ribbons and dancing and glitter flying everywhere and bottles. And all you see is gold bottles and pink bottles. I'm serious.
And you go out there.
They showed me so much love. They treated me like a Beyonce.
Okay.
Like, I performed at a club, what was it called? What's the name of that club? I can't remember. But it was, I remember it was Candy Crush Wednesdays or whatever. Mm. But I performed at this dope, one of their biggest clubs. And it was also my birthday.
Okay.
And so they had, it was the best welcoming ever. Like, it was, they had banner. You know how they have the digital banner?
Yeah.
It was my name everywhere. Like, it was just, it was love.
That's hard.
That's how, and it's crazy. Like, the States, they don't really do that.
They appreciate us different.
Yeah, they appreciate you when you get to a certain status.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, when you go other places, they appreciate you way different.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like,
different,
it's like they're looking at us here like, oh, she.
Like, oh, my God, yeah. And here, it's like, oh, okay, you done what? Oh, okay, I'll wait till you get to Beyonce status. And then I'll start.
That's maybe because you walk around too humble. Because you like, shit, yeah, I did that.
Nah.
I had performed with Beyonce. She was cool.
I'm going to always be like that, no matter what.
That's
while
hard,
I'm
though.
Sitting on 10 mil.
That's hard, though, because it's like, I say it all the time. It's like sometimes, even like as a DJ, you get in this like mode, like,
yeah,
I'm the shit.
Yeah, but, well, my music is definitely, like, I'm definitely the shit in my music.
Yeah.
Like, if when you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, she's talking her shit.
I
like,
mean, I don't know. I was going to save this, but I don't know that you recall, and I'm kind of put your business out in the street a little bit, but you came to Diamond Club one time.
Oh.
So I've heard a little something about a little something about a little something.
Well,
okay.
Good. Glad you got a little snippet. Next. I'm always around, guys.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm always around. But yeah.
Nah, like, so you now you're just freelance performing.
Yeah, absolutely. Last place I was at was Grenada.
Okay.
Yeah, that was amazing. Very peaceful place. No crime at all.
No crime.
None.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, me neither.
They must have like the craziest laws.
It's no crime at all. It's not. It's just peaceful. It lets you know that there can be peace.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was just incredible.
That's
very,
super
very
dope.
Yeah.
So now we're getting ready. Are we getting ready for Shine? Or are we doing Shine?
We're getting ready for Shine.
Speak on Shine, just for those who don't know.
I really want to get into. Yeah, Shine is a singing competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually voted the number one web series.
Okay.
Now, that's really dope.
That's super dope.
So, shout out to Shine and Brandon Stewart. Yeah. So it won an award. I actually won an award for best judge.
Okay. Oh, you're a judge on there.
I'm a judge on there.
Okay.
I'm on the other side.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, so you deciding fates now? Okay.
Rub hands.
Like
so,
Birdman, right.
So I'm doing. It's a singing competition that's based off of finding talent that knows how to write for themselves.
Okay.
So we're looking for artists, not karaoke singers. Yeah. And that's the difference between this and like an American Idol or The Voice or something like that, which of course those shows, you know, like I would say American Idol started off just like this.
Yeah.
They were just, you know,
yeah.
you know, trying to get people to support them. But so we're looking for artists, and I think the age limit is 15.
Okay. Being the youngest or being the...
Yes, I'm sorry. I say that all the time. Like, I've done interviews and I kept saying the same thing over and over again. But anyway, 15 is the youngest yet. And we're holding our auditions in Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Kentucky, that area.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first season was really, really dope. It was a huge success. Lots of kids trying to pursue their dreams. And this year is the second season, and we are shooting it next month.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be out in the fall.
All right.
Yeah.
So help me understand. It's a show where we're not only looking for a singing talent.
Yeah.
But you have to also write.
You also have to know how to write, yeah. When they're auditioning, of course, they're auditioning singing cover songs.
Okay.
But once you get into... make it into the competition.
It's like a camp of some sort.
Yeah, we're looking for you to come up with your own music. We put them in groups, so they have to come up with group songs.
Uh-huh.
They do it by themselves, so they have to come up with their own songs. A lot of them playing instruments, you know.
Yeah.
They're just dope like that. You know?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, so, some of them have their own tracks, like beats from producers.
Yeah.
So that's dope, too, because it's R&B and country music, pop, all
genres. Not just singing.
Huh?
It's not just R&B.
No, it's actually R&B is a little bit of it.
Okay.
It's actually mostly country and pop.
Okay.
Top 40. We had some hip hop and R&B last year.
Okay.
Yeah, but we definitely.
So how did you get R&B. Involved with Shine?
So Brandon Stewart is the producer of the show. He's a
All
young
right.
kid that lives in L.A.
Okay.
And he was on American Idol some years before me.
Okay.
Yeah. And so him and I met online.
Mm-hmm.
And he reached out to me because, of course, you know, he knew about me and I knew about him, you know, from Idol and all that. But he reached out to me about the show. And I was like, oh, okay. He was just like, yo, I want to get you as a judge. And I was like, okay, I could do that.
You yeah.
I'd love to. Why not?
Yeah.
It would be fun. I didn't think it was going to be a big thing, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to, you know, how people say they on this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, okay. You know, and it ended up being something dope. Like, I was like, oh, man, you got all the production behind it, the team, the PR company, marketing, all. I was like, okay, you're doing really well. And now this year's turned all the way up. Like he's partnered in with Awesomeness TV. He's we're looking to be on networks and like everything is just coming together so rapidly. So I'm proud. I'm proud to be a part of it.
So
it's three judges too.
Who are the other judges?
So it's me,
right.
the lady, of course, the only lady. It's Brandon Stewart, the producer of the show.
Okay.
And then we have a new judge. His name is Two Live Bree. I spoke about him earlier.
Yeah.
He's a Nashville hip hop artist.
Okay.
Young cat. He's so lit.
So is this show based out of Nashville?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah, Kentucky. Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
Indianapolis.
Okay.
Kentucky, whatever. Yeah.
So
not Nashville at all.
Not Nashville at all. How do you feel about that though?
I like it.
You like it not being in Nashville at all?
Yeah, I mean,
it's your city. I thought you would want to.
Even if it was, it'd be cool. If it's
I'm just saying, like, I would figure you would want to develop some talent outside of Nashville.
Yeah, but I think that'll be a next step. I could actually bring that to Brandon's attention.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell him about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what can we look forward to in season two?
This
is season two, correct?
Yeah, season two is going to be double the episodes.
Okay. Which will be?
It's going to be 20.
Oh, whoa.
It was 10 last year.
Shit.
Yeah. Because I had it wrong. I said in another interview, I said 7 because I thought it was 7.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually 10.
Okay.
So to correct myself, we're doubling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be longer.
Okay.
Yeah, so That's amazing. That's a good look.
Yeah, know? Most definitely.
So I'm happy.
That means somebody's watching.
So yeah, a lot of people are watching.
Where can you view this?
So yeah, Brandon TV is. You can subscribe to Brandon TV on YouTube.
Okay.
To watch it, and also, you know, because there's people that are coming from out of town to go audition. So if you want to audition, you go to doyoushine.com. It's doyoushine, and it'll give you all the information to send in your tape.
So, like, what is it, something that, like, just for those who are maybe interested, what are you looking for as a judge when you are sitting there picking people in the audition?
I mean, I'm looking for artists.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see who's the next thing. Like, who could be, you know, have the potential to be an actual artist, like, can write their stuff, too, and create. It's not just about singing or rapping. You know, I want to see who can create.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's about. We're looking for real talent and not just someone that can get up and sing someone else's song. Like, you know, like other competition shows. Not to, you know, put those down. But, you know, that's really all they're doing. You don't hear them singing their own songs.
That's a fact. That's why a lot of them haven't, like, correlated.
Because it's hard. It's hard to take a singer or artist from a show that's only singing karaoke songs. Not, I wouldn't say karaoke, but cover songs.
Yeah.
And then place them into artist world and say, hey, this is your genre. It's hard because you're singing all types of genres.
What's the prize for America? Like, is it like a deal?
I think you sign, but it's the worst. It's, God, man, it's horrible. It's like three different contracts or something. Yeah. Three different deals. Like,
so what's the prize on Shine?
Well, Shine, I don't want to say the wrong thing because Brandon is the one that can tell you about that.
Okay.
But we're definitely opening doors for them.
Okay.
To, you know, and I think he actually he told me something. They go on to he said they go on to work with networks such as NBC, ABC, and Walt Disney.
Okay.
Yeah, and releasing their music worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah, so we help with all that.
Okay.
So it's like an artist development tool. So, there we go.
Shout out to Brandon.
Shout out to Brandon. He's so talented.
Yeah.
He's talented. He really is.
We're gonna have to get Brandon in one day.
He needs to come. Yeah, he needs to come to Atlanta. He keeps trying to get me to move to LA.
Oh, you did say you lived in
LA. I'm like, no.
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
So what's the hardest thing you would say? Because you were once on the other side.
Yes.
And now you're judging.
Yes.
Like, what's the hardest part about being a judge?
It's really hard. It's, oh, gosh, man. It's like, I'm the voice of reason on the show. I'm the one that's like, talk about, Brandon is harsh, and he's like a Simon.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't play. He's like, yo, that doesn't sound good. You need to just not try to sing at all, ever.
Whoa.
Like, but he's cool. He's not just like crushing people, but he's letting them know, you know, there's
he's
certain.
Just blunt with it.
Yeah, he's blunt. And I'm just like, yeah, you know. It's hard for me to say no. It's hard for me to, you know, to shut them down. And until I'm like, okay, now.
That's
not it. But it's very hard because you're looking at someone that is getting up in front of you like I was,
mm-hmm.
and they're singing their heart out. This is their passion. This is their dream. And when you have to tell them, hey, it's not for you this year, come back next year, it's hard. These are like kids to me. Like, they're, you know, 15, 16, 17, you know.
Do you get as many, like, because I know, only thing I remember American Idol for was, like, the jokes. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people who would get up there just to kind of go viral at the time.
Yeah.
You get a lot of that?
It's so crazy you said that. But he posted something, I think it was yesterday, laughing about an audition that we had.
Mm.
And this guy was in face paint.
Okay.
And
he just came out there.
Yeah, face paint, a wig, a guitar. Like, it was just, come on, guy. Like, it was funny. But, we had people last year, or the last season, that were just being funny for no reason. Yeah. But, you know, we kept it. We kept that.
Hey, Shine on Brandon TV.
Yeah.
Ashton Amir is a judge.
Yeah.
Play on her emotional strings, you might go through.
Yeah.
Don't talk to Brandon because he's going to shut you down.
I'll cry. Yeah, but so that's that, and you know, a lot of dope things are happening. I'm working with a Russian producer out in Russia. His name is Z-Skull. Okay. Z-Skull is his name.
Okay.
He reminds me. He's like a David Guetta, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's like that.
Okay.
I'm talking about thousands of people in festivals, and you know, he's like huge over there.
Okay.
So him and I are we've already completed it. He sent me over some music. Mm-hmm. I wrote you know a song, and we are about to drop it the end of July.
Okay.
Through Sony Global.
Hard.
Very excited
Hard.
About that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so I'm excited about that too. I'm also you know who Amari is from Power that plays Ghost, right? Mm-hmm. You know, did you know that he was a rapper, poet? Like he's into music.
I had no idea.
I know, right? Nobody knows. But he's got a project coming out too. It's got Nas on it, Solange, Common.
Yeah. Okay.
All those, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those different, you know, different flavors, and me, of course.
All right.
I landed 2 records on the album, so I'm excited.
Singing
about that.
Or just writing?
Of course, singing and writing, baby.
Oh, look, I'm
both,
just
wrote okay. both hooks. Yeah, and then one is with T.I. and what is that kid's name? What is this kid's name? I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. It'll come back to me. But anyway, yeah. So I'm doing that with him. It's going to be dope. I'm excited about that.
Super dope shit coming up. Anything else coming up?
Because
like we're not getting into secrets. We're getting into some shit now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like I've got to tell you all this dope stuff is coming up. I think that's it for now. I think for now.
So we got Shine Season 2. On the way.
Yes.
We got projects with
Z-Skull. Shout out to Z-Skull.
Russian guy. Shout out to the homie. Hope you tuned in.
Definitely going to be touring there with him. It's going to be
awesome.
That's
super dope.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Have you been?
I haven't.
I was going to say, I want to know how cold it really is.
I know. I can't wait.
It's going to be the total opposite from Kuwait.
I can't wait.
But so projects with him, projects with Amari.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think
that we can know.
I think that's it.
You got any shout outs before we get out of here?
I sent a shout out to Transley is his name.
Transley.
He gonna kill me.
That's
he's gonna kill me. He's gonna be like, I know you ain't forget my name. Like it's so much going on, Trans, so shout out to you, babe.
Shout out to Transley. That's the homie forever. Yeah. He need to come sit down for real.
Yeah, he does. He's so dope. He's the one that reached out to me for that project.
Okay.
So, shout him out for real.
Super dope.
I'm trying to think what else is there. Oh, shout out to Sean King. Sean King is going to be directing my video, La La.
Sean King?
What do you mean, Sean King?
What Sean King you talking about?
He's a film director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh. I'm thinking about Sean Kingston. Dumbass.
Oh. Bloop.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yay, I wasn't the only one that messed up today.
Yeah, I'm over here like,
yay.
Direct videos. You talking about a whole
different
person.
Yeah, so shout out to him. He's going to be, He's going to be shooting a video. He's dope. He's super dope. Who else should I shout out? Shout out to Tasha. She produces a lot of music for me. She's so dope. Lots of Grammy Awards. She has Dove Awards for the best song of the year. And she's a dope producer.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Track Bangers out in L.A., Smitty, who's Post Malone's producer and DJ.
Okay.
He does a lot of...
Shout out to Smitty.
Yes, shout out to him. And who else? There's a lot of people. You know how you think about a lot of people.
Yeah, you gotta get
it's
it right.
Like, man,
you gotta get it
I don't
right.
care, but I don't care.
No,
I'll
you have to. You have to.
Because I want
to
make sure that
you
I'm
know
not
a lot
listening.
Of people in the industry. You can't.
Oh, Curtis Lamonts. He does a lot of. He's done a lot of tracks for my upcoming album that's coming out.
Okay.
So shout out to him, Curtis Lamonts. He's got like 3 at least. So he's pretty dope. And of course, shout out to Shine.
She hit a little note for us. Yeah. Anybody catch that?
Shout out to Shine, of course. Brandon Stewart, shout out to you. Shout out to 2 Live Bree, Ziskel, you, Montana White. He's super
Street
dope.
Streetwatch XM,
yeah,
shout out to
Street
them.
Streetwatch, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And shout out to 107.9 as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Be up there soon.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the world.
Yeah, shout out to the world.
World. Factual.
Family,
actual.
Everybody, all that. People that support me. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Nashville.
Shout out to Cashville, Tennessee.
Shout out to Young Buck.
No, I did not say
shout out to Young Buck.
I did not say that. But I said shout out to he said that.
Yeah, that's the first person I ever heard say that. So that's why I shouted out Young Buck. That was my shout out.
And
shout
that, out yeah, I, that wasn't a shout out. That was really just me saying that he's the only, you know what I'm saying? I have to correct you because you go ahead.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but nah, it's all good.
Now, we definitely appreciate you coming out, though. We definitely appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Anytime. Make sure we come back when that album drops.
So I'm coming out. I'm coming back. It'll be next month. Next month, I'm coming back. I'm gonna drop Blah Blah. So I definitely want to come back and let.
Say no more. We're gonna make it happen.
It's gonna definitely be the summer anthem.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure that's in rotation and everything.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
You already know what time it is. DJ C Chaos, Chaotic Vibes Podcast. We signing off.
For the three, straight up. She don't dribble balls, but she good with the D. Stand fashion over, cause she get it for free. She at home, but her Instagram location the beat. She at home, bro. Ass fat, baby, can I crowd that? Goddamn. Booty viral, that shit need a hashtag. Yes, man. She walking in the work like where the bags at. Hit a couple models, but I love the ratchet.
Ass and titties, ass and titties.
Shake that.
Ass and titties. Throw money, 20. Ass and titties, ass and titties,
shake that
ass and titties. Get that bitch with me. My big dick, I been rockin' for and drivin' niggas sex. Big shit, shopping for that talking, what them dollars say. I'm 100K, bitches in the club on some hustle shit. If you ain't drinking bread, please don't you touch a bitch.
Fuck
them
up,
my time is almost up, so them bitches wish, wish. All these hoes looking cold, all these bitches fish dicks. Put a ribbon on my box, cause this pussy gifted. I ain't got no free time, all my shit expensive. See my ring, my watch, my chin, and everything is lit, lit. All this gold on a bitch, I feel like I'm slick, freak. If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference. It be hard not to kill a hoe, cause I'm innocent. Now I be counting money, buying jewelry, hoes be riding dick. I just make my ends and mind my business, hoes be riding dick. I can see Cardi eat so much and that's what got him sick. But I wonder how they still impregnant all that riding dick. Y'all better go ahead with that weak shit. I'm certified real street bitch. Won't be a song if I leak shit. We strapped up like defense. Whatever you do, sis, keep it cute, sis. Leave that beef and shit on roof, Chris, I end up toothless. I've been a bitch for my whole life. I bought burners, I ain't buy likes. How little old me getting money got everybody all tight. These bitches back, bitches hard. They diss me, I disregard. Bitch, you rip, I had a dick. These bitches couldn't get it hard.
Fuck 'em up, chaos.
Check, check, check. You already know what time it is. It's that time of the week. Chaotic Vibes Top 5 right here on Chaotic Vibe Podcast, IndioRadio.com. I am DJ C Chaos, and y'all know what time it is. Just a little backdrop For those that don't know, my top five is not a paid top five. It's not a top five of record sales or any of that type of stuff. This top five is purely off your campaign, how much work you putting in, how many people in my camp see your campaign, how many people in your camp know me and know what's up, what I got going on, and we just gonna make things work like that. So this is my top five. This is not for you to judge. This is just me giving shine to the people who feel like I feel like need it. So we're gonna get it popping right now. Number five on my top five list is YRN Duke Deuce, Memphis native. He's doing his thing. He signed with the Migos. He's YRN. I think he got a little situation with QC as well. I've never met him personally, but his internet movement, his campaign is actually one that's working, because it came across my desk. He got a couple hot joints. He got one in particular, Y-E-H, not Y-E-A, but Y-E-H. Maybe it's a Memphis thing. He need to holler at me. Come sit down and explain that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get that situated. But that song is hard to me. He got a couple more joints. He got a mixtape, Memphis Massacre. Also, some tough joints on there. And like I said, this is me appreciating the campaign, me appreciating hard work, hitting the ground running, things of that nature. Number five on my top five, Duke Deuce, YRN Duke Deuce on Instagram. Yeah, right here. Make sure you stay tuned. We're coming back with more.
Shoot like Zach, so you know I keep 4K.
What the fuck?
That was the number five record. We're going to keep it moving. Number four record, Mike Smith. Mike Smith 305 on Instagram. Dade County representative. Again, another person I've never come across in the person. Again, set up the interview, hit my people, have your people, reach my people, let's make some shake. But Slip and Slide Records, new artist, Card song called Who Wants Smoke. Mixtape on the way, All Gas, No Breaks 3. This is the third installation of that project. So I think homie's presence is dope. You know what I'm saying? The record is hard. He got a couple other records that are hard and getting some notification and some sight, again, some eyesight. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, that internet presence can be very, very useful. I don't always say that's the only route, but it's definitely a route that should be utilized on a grand scale, for sure, for sure. So Mike Smith 305 on Instagram. Who Wants Smoke? Right here, number 4, Chaotic Vibe Top 5. This is the number 4. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We got 3 more. Let's ride.
Nigga won't smoke, heard these nigga won't be
shit.
I'ma keep it all the way G. You wanna know who got the street shit? Who really got sticks on deck? They wanna know who got the sex shit. When it comes down to that hustle, I'm a bad motherfucker.
I got soul, and I'm super bad.
That smoke. That strap, that stick, that pole. That grind, that muscle, that hustle. I'm a bad motherfucker.
I got soul, and I'm super bad.
You better know it.
Old
pussy ass nigga can't see me. Get a nigga head bust on GP. I go where the fuck I wanna go. Who the fuck want what? I wanna know. That nice got shit out the window. I'm back right around with a stendo. Got shooters around me that love me. Keep playing this shit to get ugly. Drop a bag on your ass, nigga, trust me. I'm a big dog, nigga, you a puppy. Nigga must be smoking that flocka. Thinking they ain't got 2-3 choppers. Hey, y'all fuck nigga tripper. It's me, big dog, Mike Smith. Like that, all facts, no capper. I'm the one put the hood on the map.
And I'm super bad.
Heard these nigga won't smoke. Heard these nigga won't be shit.
I got it.
I'ma keep it all the way deep. You wanna know who got the street shit?
Who
really got sticks on deck? They wanna know who got the sex shit.
I got it.
When it comes down to that hustle, I'm a bad motherfucker.
I got soul, and I'm super bad.
That smoke. That strap, that stick, that pole. That grind, that muscle, that hustle. I'm a bad motherfucker.
I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Do I got my swag up and my cake right?
Yes.
When I take off, do you see brake lights?
No.
Am I good? Am I on? Am I up, nigga?
Yes.
Do it look like I'm worried about a fuck, nigga?
No.
Do I got big guns on big guns?
Yes.
Am I scared to hop out and hit something?
No.
When I step out, people know who I'm
yes.
If you see me with a bitch, it's a booty bitch.
Yes.
I hopped out with a Glock and a big knot. I bust down, there's ice on my wristwatch. That stick. Nigga, you will get shot of your shit. Got shoot around me that love me. I'm a big dog, nigga, you a puppy. Heard these nigga won't smoke. Heard these nigga won't be shit.
I got it.
I'ma keep it all the way deep. You wanna know who got the street shit?
I got it.
Who really got sticks on deck? They wanna know who got the sex shit.
I got it.
When it comes down to that hustle, I'm a bad motherfucker.
I got soul, and I'm super bad.
That smoke. That strap, that stick, that pole. That grind, that muscle, that hustle. I'm a bad motherfucker.
Yup. That was the number 4 record, Mike Smith. Who Wants Smoke? That James Brown sample is crazy. Like, that song is hard, I'm not gonna lie to you. Shout out to the engineer putting me on that one. Like I said, it's not all about seeing me in person. It's just having a campaign that gets noticed any and everywhere amongst all types of different people. Shout out to Mike Smith, Mike Smith 305 on Instagram. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out. Tag him. Make sure he hits me up. Tell his people to hit my people, and we're going to make something happen. That's the most definite. Let's keep it moving. Number 3 on my list. This is actually the homie. Like, I fucks with her. Tough. Jay Lee Got Juice. Many years in the game, we've been knowing each other many years. I got plenty story. We actually need to set that interview up. That's actually a really good interview, I'm not gonna lie. I've watched her pop, fall back, pop again, fall back, reinvent, pop again. Like, she hard to me. She does a lot on the I want to say this the right way, the LGBTQ, is that right, Izzy? LGBT, you don't know? I hope I'm not offending anybody, but she does a lot in that world. And it crosses over a lot as well. She does some dope shit, man. No lie. Female artist, she doing her thing. And not even in just that world, but she's very, very dominant in that world. J. Lee Got Juice, Check On Me is the number 3 record on my top 5. Make sure y'all go check her out on Instagram at J. Lee Got Juice. That's J-A-Y-L-I-I Got Juice on Instagram. Like I said, J. Lee Got Juice, Check On Me, number 3 song. We got 2 left. Don't go nowhere. It's the top 5, Chaotic Vibe, top 5. J. Lee Got Juice, Check On Me, number 3.
Pedigree. These rappers scared of me. Yeah. Woo. I blow my ex. I'm tired of dealing with pests. I'm getting money. Yeah. I gotta blow me a check. They hitting on me. I gotta give me a vest. I'm getting frank, cause they gotta give me respect. Ooh. Like Aretha, Blue, and Keisha. I need money for the feature. You ain't talking about a check. Oh, well, yeah, it's nice to meet you. I gotta get to the bag. Know that I'm making a mess. Watch your eye with this cash. I've been running loud with a check on me. Remember when my friends never checked on me? All my haters wanna put their hands on me. They can never stop who I'm gonna be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, check on me. I know you wish you would've checked on me. Yeah, now I'm running around with a check on me. Ooh, yeah, gotta check on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was you at? When I was down bad. All of these racks, all of the cash I never had. None of them more. They on my ass. They used to laugh, I'm on my back, now I can brag. I got my crew back, I feel like Stella. My shoe car too sad, this that new mansion, my jella. I just do me, I ain't know I made no jealous. I'm with the crew, it ain't nothing you could tell us. Split the pole with my own way, fuck superstition. My teacher said when I grow up, I never listen. I always had a boss bitch disposition. Now I got a check, see, I'll be my position. Yeah. I've been running loud with a check on me. Remember when my friends never checked on me? All my haters wanna put their hands on me. They can never stop who I'm gonna be. Yeah, 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 ooh, check on me. I know you wish you would've checked on me. Yeah, now I'm running around with a check on me. Ooh, yeah, got a check on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check, check, check. That was the number 3 record, J. Lee. J. Lee Got Juice on Instagram. J. Lee, Check On Me right here. Like I said, this is my top 5. I don't want to talk to you about it. You can't debate me on it. I'm sorry if you didn't make it. Maybe you need to get your campaign together. You understand? But this is the Chaotic Vibe top 5. That was number 3. Let's move on to number 2. Number 2 goes to Atlanta native. I fuck with him. I fuck with his movement. Definitely when he's like, especially when he first started moving it for real, for real. Pacquiao. And I like to give Diamond Club a lot of recognition for putting a lot of gas behind that record. Ride Together featuring Therese Deshawn. That is actually our number 2. But Southside Clayco. Engineer's going crazy right now. He loves that, you know, that side of town. If you're not familiar, please get familiar. Pacquiao, that's Pacquiao with an X, not a C, on Instagram. I just think I like homie's whole delivery. I think he came with the whole package. He came with the song. He came with the delivery. He came with the look, you know, the glasses that he did that thing. I just appreciate that type of movement. I appreciate that type of campaign. That campaign was serious to me. You know what I'm saying? So number two, Ride Together, Pacquiao featuring Therese Deshawn, right here, Chaotic Vibes Podcast. Who is going to be number one? Stay tuned.
Hey, if you ride, then we ride together, yo. If you slide, then we slide together. I put a slide together, bitch. Don't get no fuck, right or wrong, bitch, we die together, yeah. And when I'm gone, they better find the killer. For real, that's some pyro, not some pyros. Gotta find you, find you. They just waiting patiently till it's time to. But I swear everything I do is for my dogs, my family. Strive to beat all of y'all. Then I'll bust it. Then 100 rounds, trying to look at percussion. My dog call on Russian. So don't put on no question. I'm looking for who the bust at. They look at me like, what's that? I pulled up with that Washington. Itching me in Washington. Baby Drake flipping different ways. Let our shot, they run different ways. I might fuck with your bitch today. Niggas mad cause I'm getting cake. I take a nigga ass off today. Just to make sure my family straight. Yo. I'm fucked up, I had to make a way. Yo. I was down, had a smile on my face.
Number two record right here on my top five, Chaotic Vibes top five, Pacquiao featuring Therese Deshawn, Ride Together. Like I said, hard song, hard campaign, mixtape out, Dodging the Raindrops. Make sure you get that on all platforms. And again, you want to get on this list, you want to make this list, you got to show me something, whether it be in the city of Atlanta, on the internet, you popping wherever you at. And your people hit my people and we start seeing things and we like them things, we gonna get you in there. I promise you that. I promise you that. But now we moving to number one. Number one is my the homie, actually. No lie. A lot underrated, I think. I think he's a underrated artist. Guap Tarantino, we never gonna play with it. I feel like he's the young face of free bands. Guap Tarantino. My song, my number one song, Chaotic Vibes top five, is Fader. I like it. Video hard. It's dope. I actually, like, crazy part is he sent it to me before he actually released it. And then he called me and was like, yo, don't put it on the mixtape. I was dropping a mixtape at the time. He was like, yo, don't drop it on the mixtape. Let me release it first. I was sick. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with you for that guap. I fuck with you, but I was hot. No lie. But like I said, Guap Tarantino to me is the young face of Free Man. Like, we got Future, and then we got Guap. Guap actually needs to come in here, sit down with us, Chaotic Vibes Podcast, chop it up so we can get in depth, because it's like, it's a lot to his story, no lie. So we're not gonna hold you up no more. Number one. Guap Tarantino, Fader right here on my top five, Chaotic Vibe top five, ndoradio.com. Like I said, you wanna hit this list, you might wanna be seen. Goddamn it, let's ride.
They know who is greater. I ain't even been on Fader. Keep a couple rats, might save her. Bitch, you know who greater. Sippin' on purple like Laker. All my shit is Taylor. Bitch, know I'm getting that paper. Now we ain't worried about a hater. Delco up sippin' on Texas. I was just jiggin' in the list. Hit it one time, I ain't textin'. Can't tell the bitch they missin'. Kill a couple bags and Chevy. Niggas wasn't really ready. Bitch got cake like Diddy. Nigga pillow talkin' as petty. Goose shots on with Fendi. Bitch, I'm having plenty. Yeah, this lean not Henny. I spit honey, like they pennies. Bring me in with your feet. Everybody know I'm with it. Brother calls me a little T-kid. I don't even care how I get it. Bitch talking about she quit it. I don't even care, I got bitches. Bro, niggas really don't get it. I don't really give no attention. If Rari got suspension, this Gucci fleece is linen. You know my piece is trending. I'm fucking all these women. They know who is greater. I ain't even been on Fader. Keep a couple rats, might save her. Bitch, you know who greater. Sippin' on purple like Laker. All my shit is Taylor. Bitch, know I'm getting that paper. Now we ain't worried about a hater. Delco up sippin' on Texas. I was just jiggin' in the list. Hit it one time, I ain't texting. Can't tell the bitch they missin'. Kill a couple bags and Chevy. Niggas wasn't really ready. Bitch got cake like Diddy. Nigga pillow talkin' as petty. Bitch talkin', whoa. Droppin' it, buyin' that faucet. Diamonds on your neck, they faucet. Whoa. Ten chains swimming with the dolphin. Yeah. Bitch keep stick, keep cautious. 100 racks work in my closet. Yeah. M on a perk, I'm nauseous. Buy bitch purse, that bullshit. Nigga shot me, they thought I lost it. Bitch think shit, but I'm riding in a Rari. Trip to LA, backyard safari. Fuck bitch, if they, how can I say sorry? I just played her like a Atari. Pay that hoe like Kyle Lowry. Y'all going big and ain't been on Fader. Bitch got red, my team like a waiter. Bitch got rats, I ain't stand no hater. They know who is greater. I ain't even been on Fader. Keep a couple rats, might save her. Bitch, you know who greater. Sippin' on purple like Laker. All my shit is Taylor. Bitch, know I'm getting that paper. Now we ain't worried about a hater. Delco up sippin' on Texas. I was just jiggin' in the list. Hit it one time, I ain't texting. Can't tell the bitch they missin'. Kill a couple bags and Chevy. Niggas wasn't really ready. Bitch got cake like Diddy. Nigga pillow talkin' as petty.
Yes, yes, that was number one, Guap Tarantino, Fader, right here on ndoradio.com, Chaotic Vibes top five, Chaotic Vibe podcast with DJ C Chaos. Again, you want to get on my top five, you got to make that campaign known. You got to get that campaign seen. Whether you in Atlanta, if you in Atlanta and you're not at my clubs, or you're not on the scene and I can't see you. Work harder. That's real life. Chaotic Vibe top five, Chaotic Vibe podcast right here, ndoradio.com. Hit me up at DJCKAAS. Hit up the page at NDO Radio, at Chaotic Vibe podcast. Help me to help you to help me to help you to help me to help you. I see y'all next week.